Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Zach Moore, and this is my U.S. Experience to 1877 podcast. Today I will be discussing the Emancipation Proclamation and its effect on the Civil War. Born on February 12, 1809, to Baptist parents, Abraham Lincoln was against the idea of slavery his entire life. During his early travels, he encountered plantations and slave markets that forced African Americans into labor. And his disgust towards the system of slavery grew even larger. When he was elected in November of 1860, his stance on slavery had not changed. However, he refused to act on it through legislation, later revealing to a pro-slavery Kentucky newspaper editor, Albert G. Hodges,
"I am naturally anti-slavery, yet I have never understood that the President conferred upon me an unrestricted right to act officially upon this judgment and feeling."
This showed Lincoln's unwillingness to go outside the powers granted to him by the Constitution, even to abolish the slave system he despised so much. He was also afraid that if he abolished slavery, he would lose the support of the four border states, Kentucky, Maryland, Delaware, and Missouri, who had remained loyal to the Union. Lincoln's early reluctance makes his signing of the Emancipation Proclamation so intriguing and puzzling. Why would the president suddenly come out with legislation that abolished slavery when he so adamantly believed it was an abuse of presidential power and would alienate any slave owners loyal to the Union? To answer this question, we must first look at what was written in the Emancipation Proclamation. The preliminary Emancipation Proclamation was written by Lincoln and signed by both him and Secretary of State William H. Seward on September 22nd, 1862. The document did not actually put any policies into effect, but rather declared Lincoln's intention to make all slaves
then, thenceforth, and forever free
in all rebelling states by January 1, 1863, as well as outlaw the returning of runaway slaves to any of the Confederate states. Lincoln also stated he would recommend a measure to Congress that would allow states to decide whether to immediately or gradually abolish slavery and
"colonize persons of African descent, with their consent, upon this continent or elsewhere."
This would allow southern states the opportunity to be weaned off their dependency on slave labor and make adjustments to their economy. 100 days later, on January 1, 1863, President Lincoln issued his final version of the Emancipation Proclamation. In it, he reiterated his goal of abolishing slavery in the rebelling Confederate states and listed the states that were in rebellion against the United States. After labeling these states, he declared that
"all persons held as slaves within said designated states are, and henceforth shall, be free."
Now that we have an understanding of the Emancipation Proclamation, we can look at how the document affected the outcome of the Civil War. In his American Studies Journal article, "Abraham Lincoln's Attitudes on Slavery and Race," Professor of American History Jörg Nagler at Friedrich Schiller University stated that at the time of his election, Lincoln unmistakably regarded the union of the nation as the predominant war objective. He only sought to prevent the further expansion of slavery. However, prior to 1863, the Confederacy had crushing victories in the battles of Fort Sumter, Bull Run, Shiloh, and Fredericksburg, among others, and had the upper hand in the war, meaning it was almost inevitable that the United States would not be reunited. The Northern troops were growing disheartened and losing reason as to why they were even fighting. Seeing this, Lincoln decided to take a different war measure with the Emancipation Proclamation. Under it, the freed slaves could join the Union Army and aid in the fight against the South. Approximately 184,000 African-American soldiers joined the army, helping to swing the war in favor of the Union. Morale among the Union troops rose with this newly acquired purpose, and in his 1863 Gettysburg Address, Lincoln was able to successfully reinforce his goal for reunion, saying,
"The nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth."
In the end, Abraham Lincoln was not crazy for his change of mind towards his actions against slavery. The Emancipation Proclamation was a moral landmark that began the long overdue process of crushing slavery, designed to give the Union soldiers something new to fight for, along with Lincoln's ultimate goal of just maintaining the Union. Signed during a time when defeat seemed inevitable for the Union in the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation gave the North that new purpose for fighting and a renewed vigor in pushing towards the freeing of slaves that turned the tide of the war and resulted in a Union victory. Thank you.